News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the El Paso History Radio Show. Today, we're going to start this hour with a history moment, and it's produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And her story today is about a time a century ago when El Paso was a place for many international spies.
Intrigue and a strawberry soda. The Emporium Bar on South El Paso Street was the place for spies and revolutionaries planning many of the intrigues of the Mexican Revolution to meet and conspire. Pancho Villa was the most popular of patrons. Though Villa abstained from alcohol, he would always order up his favorite at the Emporium, a strawberry soda. One day in 1913, while enjoying his soda, Villa is approached by German Colonel Maximilian Kloss, offering support for the revolutionary cause in an exchange for the right to establish German submarine bases off the coast of Mexico. But nothing ever came of the offer. This was typical of the dealings that took place in the Casablanca-like atmosphere of the Emporium Bar during the Mexican Revolution. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
I just went online and I found you.
That's right. I want a karaoke. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I shouldn't have said anything. All right,
I love that song.
You do this on behalf of the El Paso History Alliance. I don't want to know what you did just before you came in here.
Dancing.
But they've got 40,000 plus followers on Facebook.
Just a few.
Call up Bernie, 581-7920. Or ask the guy sitting in the studio what he thinks
that
about the El Paso History Alliance.
My thumb's pointing.
His name is Max Grossman. Dr. Max, how are you, sir?
Very well. And by the way, Jackson, that's 40,856. Thank 56. You very much.
56,
oh,
okay.
Get it straight.
And your partner in crime, not to be slighted whatsoever, is the wife in the family, and that would be
the
Melissa
brains of the operation.
Aras Grossman. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackson. Good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having me.
And we know where you are in this relationship here.
Oh, yeah. I wear the pants.
That's right.
Max, who's in charge here? Answer this carefully. Never mind. Don't answer this at all.
Yes, dear.
Yeah, that's exactly.
We got him trained.
Max has learned. Okay,
he learned from Bernie well, yes.
Now, on the other hand, you two, when you're not being lighthearted in a radio studio, you're very serious players in our history world.
I don't know. I think we do good cop, bad cop.
Well, but what you do is, let's set it straight. Dr. Max Grossman is an architectural historian at the University of Texas at El Paso. Am I correct?
You got that right.
Okay. Melissa Aras is the executive director of the Texas Trost Society.
Yes.
And you worked hard. You created this.
Yeah.
Tell us about this.
Well, okay. So it actually started with a lot of the people in this room.
Right.
Where I had just gotten back from Italy. I was kind of floundering, wasn't sure what to do in El Paso, and I was waiting to go to grad school, and I wanted to start volunteering. And that's around the time that the ballpark was this big controversy. They hadn't demolished the city hall yet. And I was interested in the historic buildings. So a professor that I'd had at UTEP said, well, you got to contact the El Paso County Historical Commission, because they're the ones that are kind of at the center of everything. So I contacted you all and started volunteering. And you, as a group, I mean, I started meeting with everybody individually. And everybody kept pointing me to Trost and the Trost buildings, which were so beautiful. And I just couldn't believe, being from El Paso, I feel like a lot of people can kind of get with this. A lot of younger people have the same sentiment where you're in El Paso and you just don't think there's anything to do here. You know, there's not a lot of great stuff here. You need to get out. And it was funny because, you know, coming back from Italy, I walked around downtown and just recognized all of these architectural typologies that I had seen over in Europe and was amazed by just the quality and the intricacy and but also the nuance. So the County Historical Commission at the time, they had a lot of programming, but really at that moment, because of what was going on with the baseball stadium, they were focused on policy. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be great to have an organization that just did really outreach and educational programming that coordinated with the Historical Commission? You know, I have an undergraduate degree in art history, but my background is really in administration. So, but I had access to some of the best historians in the city, and, you know, people were really willing to help out. So I contacted, you know, I would contact historians, I would have them lead tours. You know, we put together a symposium, a preservation symposium. Something like 150 people showed up to our second event ever, and that was October 2013. And you filmed that, Jackson.
That's still online if you want to go see it.
Yeah, we have that. We have that on our Facebook.
Well, that was
page
a great effort because you brought all the people together to say, what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
What is this history?
Yeah, you know, Max presented first. Bernie Sargent was there. Bradford Patterson from the Texas Historical Commission. Adair Margo with the Tomley Institute and. Brent Harris, who, you know, is the president of Mills Plaza Properties, and he came and talked about restoring the Mills building. And so that was a huge draw. And since then, we've had many similar events where we've had, you know, leaders in historic preservation, people who are actually doing these projects, but major historians. You know, Max leads many, if not all, of our tours dressed up as Henry Trost, and people love that.
We have a picture of him doing that last May up on our Facebook page right now.
Yeah, no, people cannot get enough of Max dressed as Henry. And you know, I lead a lot of tours of downtown for school kids. I get contacted by teachers regularly.
Where are they from? Are they from private schools?
No.
Public schools or
public
no?
Public schools. I just gave a tour to a group from America's High School. They wanted to learn more about, they were from the Libertas Magnet, and they wanted to learn more about eminent domain. So I said, okay, eminent domain can be used for good, but then it can also be used in a way that maybe we don't necessarily agree with. And I gave them sort of the political layout on both sides. You know, for example, when the city sees the Fall Mansion from Billy Abraham, what they want, you know, the way that they were considering using eminent domain to, well, I don't know if they were considering, but I remember having a conversation with someone about using eminent domain to get the Crest building from Billy Abraham, but then also, you know, them using eminent domain in Duranguito. And so I laid that out for those students, but also gave them the Trost tour. And I do tours for Brownie troops. You know, we just do a lot of stuff downtown. And then we had a lot of tours, you know, when we opened up the exhibition.
TexasTrost.org?
Yeah, TexasTrost.org is our website.
That's how to find you.
Yeah.
Well, two things here. One is that you figured out the history of El Paso is worthy. You come back from your studies and you look at El Paso as a textbook of architecture.
Oh, yeah.
Which is basically what it is. I like how Max's description. It's the Beatles' White Album.
Yes.
In other words, there's a genre of song of every kind in the Beatles album. There's a genre of every kind of architecture in downtown El Paso that Trost put it. Minus one or two majors that got knocked down.
Yeah.
Num-nums. I'm still not going to get over that. But anyway, your point is that you're now figuring out that people in El Paso are listening to the history.
Oh yeah, I mean we get a lot of people who are interested not just in coming on the tours, but we published a coloring book. Those have done very well because people want to teach their kids about it. You know, make their kids realize that hey, you don't have to go to Austin or Los Angeles or Boston if you want to get really great culture and history and, you know, a cool scene. You can get that from right here. And actually, you know, you were talking about the White Album. We got funding from the Union Pacific Foundation to do an exhibition. That basically covers that topic where we look at all of the architectural icons in downtown El Paso and we lay those out and we're going to sort of compare that and contrast that to famous architectural typologies from around the country.
Let's put some examples out there. Max Grossman, Dr. Max, give us some examples right on the plaza. what are the architectural styles that Henry Troese put together? You got the Cortez Hotel.
What's extraordinary?
Mills Building.
You've got seven or eight styles within view of our main square. So if you look to the east, you see the Cortez Building, which is Spanish colonial revival. It's the architectural style of Spanish colonists of central Mexico in the 1700s and 1800s. Then we've got...
And go look closely, because you'll see busts of conquistador faces up in that mm-hmm. building.
That's
it's
right.
amazing what he did.
Yeah. And that's just one building, 1926. And then, of course, you've got the Hilton, now called the Plaza, right? That's an Art Deco skyscraper in the style of New York in the 1920s. You've got, of course, experimental buildings like Robert's Banner and the Anson Mills Building, which are reinforced concrete buildings, which were among the boldest and most important architectural experiments of the early 20th century.
Well, in terms of when, what? It was Mills first? Was the first one?
Nope. Robert's Banner, 1910.
Ah, okay.
Mills, 1911.
Okay.
You got the Cortez, 1926.
And then you had the hotel, Paso del Norte.
1912. The White House Department Store, 1912. The American Furniture Building, 1909.
Wow.
You've got the Abdu, 1910. You've got the Popular Department Store, 1918.
Well, so what J.P. Bryan was talking about in the first hour is we have the largest treasure trove of existing such buildings anywhere in probably North America.
J.P. was absolutely correct. We're sitting on a gold mine. The fastest growing industry in Texas is heritage tourism. It is a multi-billion dollar industry. And currently, El Paso, the sixth largest city in Texas, the 19th largest city in America, attracts only 2.1% of heritage tourist dollars. And we're sitting on all this incredible architecture. We are an authentic and genuine city. We've got history to burn. I shouldn't say that because it might give somebody the wrong idea.
Well, they have done that.
Yes, that's exactly yeah. right. But look, of the 38 buildings that Henry C. Troese designed downtown, 28 are still standing. Just 3 years ago, 30 were still standing. Now we've got 28, okay? Let's hold on to those. They are the future of our economy. People are going to travel from far and wide to visit these buildings. They're already beginning to. And they need to be promoted properly.
The issue of Duranguito for the site of the arena has no Troese buildings in it except the firehouse, right?
Well, there's only one Troese and Troese building, and that is the firehouse at Paisano in South Santa Fe, 1930, which is a very important building. It's one of three Troese firehouses that survive in downtown El Paso. But look, JP said it. There were actually seven buildings recommended to be added to the National Register of Historic Places by the city of El Paso in 1998. You can't make this stuff up.
There's some
seven buildings, and there are five high-probability archaeological sites.
Yeah.
And look, we got the Chinese Laundry, the last surviving relic of the early Chinese community of El Paso. We got the last surviving of the 15 brothels. It's a very important Old West relic. We have Victorian buildings.
Mm-hmm.
We've got places that are related to Pancho Villa, to important attorneys, to important statesmen, to journalists, to writers, thinkers, artists. That neighborhood is approximately 5 to 10% of downtown El Paso. And by our count, there are 27 historic buildings there. And there are also 150 or so residents there who've been there for generations. It is the oldest surviving residential neighborhood in El Paso and in West Texas.
I predict that if indeed this does go through and the arena goes somewhere else and Duranguito is saved, you will have one of the most famous pieces of property in Duranguito because it's been talked about and argued yeah. about enough to realize, oh, this is cool old stuff.
Every other building there deserves a bronze marker. There's so much that happened there
in
terms of history.
It's going to be a draw because of this noise.
Well, walking last night on the tour that Max gave, I was walking with, and I just totally got blank.
Joe?
Like, no, with the
archaeologist. Oh, Mark Howe.
Mark Howe.
Yeah.
We were walking along. He was, like, pointing out where there were archaeological sites. He says, he's an archaeologist. He knows this stuff. And he's saying, this place. He says, you'll be amazed what you will find. And I'm like, we can't bury that. You just can't bury that. You couldn't do it in other areas. Why are we going to do that?
Yeah, that's something that El Pasoans don't understand, that El Paso began in Duranguito. That is, Ponce de Leon, when he crossed the river and became the first European settler, or Mexican settler, north of the Rio Grande, that was 1827, 190 years ago, in Duranguito. And that ranch, 1827, stood for 3 years before it was destroyed in a flood. But it is underneath the neighborhood, about 10 feet underground, buried in mud and earth, needs to be excavated. That entire area is a critically important archaeological site, not just for El Paso, but for Texas and the United States. And there are five high probability archaeological sites that have been identified within the arena footprint.
So there's history to be saved.
Yeah, and not just that one, because you're going to have different layers of history in each one of those layers of dirt.
Yeah.
From different times.
Oh, that's right. There's an acequia that traversed the entire neighborhood, yeah, filled with archaeological material. And that's just what's below ground. What's above ground is just extraordinary. We've got architecture going back to 1882. Some of the earliest Victorian buildings survive in that neighborhood, and they're in great condition.
We got to take a break here, Max. We're going to get back and talk about this with Max and Melissa Grossman and Melissa Sargent. Now, it's Melissa with an A, and it's
right.
Melissa with a U.
It's Melissa.
Yes. But her mother calls
her. You know what
her.
I meant by that.
Uh-huh. Mel and Ma.
Ma.
Mel.
Well, okay, Ma. What you going to know, Mel, yeah, or whoever you are. We had trivia.
I know.
What?
Excuse me. We didn't get to that. Well, we could still try
it. Oh, start up. We got videos to give away.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of Pepe's certificates. And by the way, I think we talked ourselves into going to Pepe's for lunch today.
Yes.
So we'll warn them out there. And the special today we decided was
the rolled
tacos. There you go.
Don one on
the Oñate
special.
Well,
yes,
you know, we do that, Max, because the original Camino Real, went right through what is their restaurant.
That's correct.
Physically, it went right through that restaurant.
Since 1598.
Yeah.
So it should be above the main door there.
That's what I want to do. I want to create some sort of plaque. We've got people calling up already. What's the question?
When did Henry Trost settle in El Paso?
Oh, you didn't say.
I know.
We didn't
talk
about that.
I know.
But now you're going to give it one.
Why doesn't Max give another question we did talk about Trost?
You got something we're pretty sure they can answer?
Yes. Yeah, so like
a Trost question.
I got to think of one. Okay. Let's see.
You're a teacher.
Pop
quiz.
Which is the which building designed by Trost is the only New York-style setback skyscraper and is about to be renovated into a hotel? What building is that?
Didn't we just talk about
it? No. Wait, there's not only one.
Well, no,
there's
the one that we did talk about.
Name the one we care about.
Wait a second.
If you name the second one, he'll know that one, too.
Well, there's only one New York setback style skyscraper. It's the second tallest Trost building ever built.
I'm sorry. I fit on the tour.
These people are arguing in here.
Yes, dear.
I tell you what, you call up and we're going to give you the DVD.
Yes. The one that Elizabeth Taylor stayed.
The one that Elizabeth Taylor stayed. Oh, I wasn't even going to think about that hotel.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's
okay,
what I thought.
We got two. Okay, Melissa.
Can I rephrase the question?
No, we're just going to take either answer.
Wait,
how's that?
Wait. Why don't we ask one about the Cortez, since we talked about the Cortez?
Ask a question about the Cortez?
Yeah. What style of architecture is the Cortez built in?
Okay, there you go.
I got callers on hold already. You're making me crazy. I tell you what, you call up, you answer any question you want.
Yeah, one of those three questions.
We'll give you a DVD.
They can give us a question.
Yeah, well, ask Max a question. But to do all this, the phones are now full, by the way, but to do all this, they have to use the telephone.
Call us at 915-544-5876, 915-544-KTSM.
When was the last time you walked out of a mattress store feeling confident about your purchase? These places exist for one reason. For a highly trained, commission-driven salesperson to dupe you into spending way too much money on a mattress. Hi, my name is Neil, and I'm one of the co-founders of Casper. Casper was created with a single goal in mind: deliver a great night's sleep at an incredible value. So we hired a team of engineers and designers to develop a single perfect mattress that sleeps cool and has just the right sink and bounce. We sell the Casper mattress online, skipping the markups of mattress stores, and we let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. In less than 3 years, we've rapidly become the internet's favorite mattress. In fact, it now has more than 20,000 reviews with an average of 4.8 stars. Try us out today. Simply go to Casper.com and use code MEDIA to get $50 towards your mattress purchase. Terms and conditions apply. That's gift code MEDIA at Casper.com for $50 towards your mattress purchase. Casper.com. Thanks for checking us out.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Paid for by Amicus Media. Attention. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If
you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Legal Helpline now at 800-797-3813. Our experienced attorneys can get you the compensation you deserve. There are no fees to pay unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call now. 800-797-3813. Operator standing by 24/7. Call 800-797-3813. That's 800-797-3813.
Do you hear that sound? If you're a DirecTV customer, you know what that means. April showers bring TV outages. It's time to do some spring cleaning and get rid of that dish and switch to Spectrum. Spectrum is more HD than satellite, and you can expect to see your crystal clear picture even during bad weather. Switch to Spectrum. Just call 844-352-2999. Spectrum Internet has fast starting speeds at 60 megabits per second with no data caps. That's enough speed to power all of your devices. Oh, and it's 10 times faster than that 6 megabits per second AT&T Internet service DirecTV tries to pair you up with. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum TV, Internet, and voice services for only $29.99 a month each when bundled. Start enjoying entertainment on your terms. Call 844-352-2999. Spectrum. Contract-free, risk-free, hassle-free. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got trivia on the brain. There's actually one line open, 544-5876, if you want to get in on that. I want to mention, by the way, tonight from 6 to 8 p.m., a special broadcast right here on KTSM AM 690. You got the kid coming in again. Andrew J. Polk will be talking about the election results tonight. So 6 to 8 p.m. this evening. Sergio, am I correct about that? It's 6 o'clock. Sergio is going to just permanently be here all day. But 6 to 8 p.m., a live show with Collins tonight right here on 690. All right, letting you know who's coming in. Oh, next week we've got the director of the Fort Bliss Museum, John Hamilton, and he's writing a book about the famous Army Post history. What better guy to do it than John Hamilton? My goodness. May 20th, check this out. The American Revolution was helped by various nations in the fight to defeat the British. They saw the American colonies as possessions. One group that sent supplies and arms to help the Americans was the Spanish colony of New Spain. Did you know that?
No.
We are New Spain back in that day. And that was here in the American Southwest. So we're going to talk about that topic with the Daughters of the American Revolution. They are now documenting this history because the DAR figured out, oh, the Spanish people, Mexicans, whatever they were, they showed up with horses and guns and people to help the American Revolution.
That's right.
And also Bataan Death March, a close look at that on May 27th. What do you got?
That's right. What have I got? Oh, the Barrio Parade and festivities honoring Nolan Richardson is going to be down on Saturday, May 13th, and in the Sacred Heart Church is sponsoring this event, and they're inviting everyone to come on out and participate and join in the celebration. And I believe that's going to start at 10 a.m., and for more information, you can call Rosa Guerrero. The one and only Rosa Guerrero at 566-5084, but come on out and support that great event.
What's that number again for Rosa?
566-5084.
Call her up, freak her out, and say
the radio. They're going to party afterwards, and they know how to party down there in the body.
Well, tell Rosa that the radio station made you call them.
That's right.
All right, we finally have gotten to trivia here. We've got Tom and Prince in that order, and we're going to go to Tom. Tom, good morning. How's the world?
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, Tom.
Are you ready for trivia?
Oh, why not?
Okay, what trivia we got here, Melissa?
Okay, I know. We go back to Max.
Max, what was that trivia question?
Oh, wow, I'm afraid to say it again.
Okay, what?
Okay, ready? Here it is. Okay, 196-foot tall building in downtown El Paso.
There's only one?
There's only one that's 196 feet.
Okay.
It was designed by Henry C. Troost. It was completed in 1930, and it is a New York setback-style skyscraper. Part Gothic, part Art Deco, and it's going to be a hotel soon.
What's the question?
What's the building?
What's the name?
What's the name of the building?
There you go. Oh,
that's the question.
Actually, the way the construction is progressing, it may not be soon, but I believe you're talking about the O.T. Bassett Tower.
Yay!
Correct.
Okay, the boys win.
We're going to give it to you because that's what I thought it was. But you, we had a person in the room suggest the description you gave could have also applied to the Plaza Hotel.
That was the two girls made that.
Well, that's 246 feet.
Oh, okay.
See, he was specific.
No, but you didn't. Oh, I'm
Never
sorry.
Mind.
We weren't citing feet in the first question.
See, yes, Tom.
That's a very clear distinction.
Obviously, Tom was listening better than
yes,
we
dear.
Were.
Tom walked into it. We're going to give Tom the prize, whatever. Okay, Tom, you got yourself a DVD. You got yourself some Pepe
Tom
food.
Tom just wants his gift and gets
yeah,
out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. These people are nuts. Tom, what you like? What you need?
Oh, I think the DVD,
read a couple of them, the bottom up.
We've got Tom Lee's, we've got Stories of the Ghosts 2, 3, and 4, we've got Celebration of Our Mountains, Mexican Revolution, we have, that's it. Oh, and Rosa Garrido's birthday party.
The Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso very interesting walking tour of downtown where you get to see and hear what happened inside these buildings in relation to the revolution.
Very cool.
They were planning revolutions all over downtown El Paso. So there's that one. Tom Lee's El Paso is himself
on
camera talking about all kinds of stuff in his history and how Pancho Villa used to try to kill him. That's a bizarre one. We got two copies of that. So there you go. Actually, we have three Tom Lee's copies here. Take a Tom Lee, would you?
Actually, I love his work, but I think the DVD on Our Mountains is more my style.
We didn't read that one because
no,
it's not in the
have
pile.
It. We have Celebration of Our Cultures, but we don't have the mountain one.
The mountains, I didn't put that in the box today. I'm so sorry. But I tell you what, the Mexican Revolution sites is worthy. And or what else are we trying to...
We do.
What
do
you got? You got
it?
Oh, wait a minute. She found something.
It.
We should turn the lights on in the studio. This would be a lot easier to work in
here. They won't pay the electric bill for it.
Yeah, okay. Now, what did he win?
The mountains. The legends. El Paso's legends.
So after all that, Tom, we did have it.
We
so
did
there.
Find it.
All right, Tom, thanks for calling. Anything else on your mind?
Thank you for promoting El Paso, especially our history. And hopefully this show will continue for a long time.
Well, thank you.
At least until noon. Thank you very much. Hold on here, dude. Shelly will come on and tell you how to pick that up, all right?
Thank you.
Take care, Tom.
Thank you.
By the way, we got another caller we're going to go to in a second here. But I want to thank the control room. Shelly Sutherland taking the abuse and the phone calls at the same time. And the guy who just puts up with it no matter what, Sergio Valenzuela.
And he knows he's developing an afro in there with the electrons and everything.
He's got a hat on today, so I'm not sure what that's all about.
Controlling it, yes.
I got another caller here to deal. Oh, not just any caller. This is a prince.
He's a prince of
guy. Hey, Prince, how's it going?
Hello there.
Hey, Prince.
Mr. McKenzie.
After all that, you're actually...
I would like to hear Max and Melissa.
Hola.
We're here, dude. You want to do a trivia? You always have something to say. What's up?
Doesn't matter. I'll do a trivia.
All right.
I'll give you two announcements, too.
Well, whatever. What do you got there?
I'm not plugged in. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Oh, Melissa can't
all
hear
right.
us. Go ahead. Go ahead, Prince.
Okay. At the International Museum of Art tomorrow is a program, a great event, and this is actually kind of fits in with Preservation Month.
Of course.
Because it's called Elevate Your Art, mm-hmm. and it's actually a big event designed to save the elevator, restore the elevator for that grand old building, which happens to be designed by Henry Troost.
We've heard of him.
And as a matter of fact, if you go to the event tomorrow, I'll give you a free tour through the building.
Oh, cool.
And describe all of the architecture detail and how it has been restored partially in the past.
There's a bunch of unusual stuff in that building. You know about the doll collection, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's actually a doll collection in the basement.
There's a doll collection. You've got
There's a Mexican Revolution
Mexican Revolution
going on down there.
Downstairs, yeah.
An African exhibit. What?
The biggest house that had ever been constructed between San Antonio and California for many years.
Really?
You walk in that front door and it just blows you away.
Well,
it's like you feel like you're in a palace somewhere.
The architecture is just amazing, and that's what I enjoy the most.
What year was that built? Anybody here know?
1911.
11? Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
No,
we're back now. You got a
there's going to be artists there tomorrow, uh-huh. and there's going to be all kinds of art auctions where the artists will be selling their work, where you can buy some very well-known El Paso artists, and you can buy their work for very low prices at the art auction.
Well, they're donating. Candy Mayer is one of our better-known artists.
They're donating their artwork.
It's going to be Candy Mayer, Rachel Murphy, Judy Hampton are going to be giving demonstrations, and then Manny Guevara and Barry Martin are actually going to be doing portraits.
Yeah. So,
tomorrow, Museum of International Art. Okay, do the trivia, Prince.
Got one for you, Prince. Okay, Henry's brother, Gustavus Trost, supervised the building of El Paso's major library building donated by what famous steel magnate?
Say that. What? What's your question?
Henry Trost's brother, Gustavus Trost, supervised the building of El Paso's first major library building donated by what famous steel magnate?
Oh, Carnegie.
There you go. Andrew Carnegie.
Are you sure it's not Carnegie?
Carnegie. And that wasn't a Trost design, because Carnegie had pretty much his design that went all over the country. Pretty much the same thing. It was kind of like a cookie cutter.
His money landed where it wanted to.
That's right.
And that's the
but
way
he had his design the way it had to be.
All right, Prince, you got this all figured out here. We got a Pepe certificate. We got some DVDs. You probably have most of these DVDs, I'm guessing.
I want the Mexican Revolution DVD.
Yes. Okay. There you go. Sell that man for free, Mexican Revolution DVD. There you go. All right. Prince, thank you for ringing up, sir.
One more announcement. May I make another announcement?
Well, you only have 9 more minutes, but make 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. This is for Max and Duranguito. The Railroad Museum is having a program at the main library next Saturday, 2 p.m., and Anna Fahey, the renowned historian on Chinese culture in the Southwest, is going to be talking about what the Chinese were doing here in El Paso, how they got here, and we're the Railroad Museum is sponsoring her program.
What time?
Next
where?
Saturday, 2 p.m. Main Library.
Main Library, very good.
Look it out.
All right, Prince, hold on here. You know how this
Thank
works.
You, Prince.
Right. We will have Ms. Shelley come on and talk to you about your behavior.
Thank you.
No. What?
Thank you.
Oh, hold on.
Bye, Prince.
Something like that. We got to take a break and come
if
back.
If you get a chance to see Anna Fahey, she is amazing.
Well,
on
she
the
was
history.
In here one time explaining Chinese to us.
We need to have her back. I mean,
it's
just
amazing. Oh, and she's not Chinese.
No, I know.
She just likes that history.
Yeah. The Chinese have her come and explain to them about the history.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So it goes. All right, taking a break, coming back, talking more with Max and Melissa. We also have to come back and talk more about, we got the
Trost.
The Trost
Preservation
people.
Month.
Yes. Preservation Month and what's going on with
things.
That. And also go to Facebook page, because you'll see the lovely couple's picture on there, as well as I put up J.P. Bryan's Museum and the Gage Hotel, and I put it at the Texas Trost Society website, so you can check these things out at El Paso History Radio Show.
Check out Facebook. Back in a moment.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My air conditioner broke down.
Sorry, but your home insurance doesn't cover air conditioner breakdowns.
So, what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my air conditioner?
I'm afraid not.
But his air conditioner could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-8303. Home insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-8303. That's 1-800-700-8303. 1-800-700-8303.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. 800-333-5353 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, we've got to have a reminder for you today to check out this week's edition of El Paso Inc. Because El Paso Inc. is online at elpasoinc.com. It's also available for home and business delivery.
You give them a call at 534-4422 to subscribe.
Sunday in ABC 7 Extra, a wrap-up of Saturday's silly city elections. Slip of the tongue there. Elections in the city. Okay, the winners, the runoffs, and how the new council will shape El Paso. Silly might be the correct word. And your turn.
The program is live and interactive, and you can send in your comment, question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Stephanie Guadian hosts Sunday at 10:35 p.m. on ABC7.
And that's always fun, but English
you
is
don't
my
vote today because you've got some candidates. Know your candidates. It won't
that's
be
true.
Much, you know,
today's vote day.
And there's some that we're all supporting. You know, and just get out there and pay attention.
Well,
just
here's the
get
problem.
Get your word out there.
Here's the problem across the state of Texas. If you don't vote in an election, they don't really care what you think.
Yeah.
But because if you have a whole bunch of votes going, we better think about those people.
Yeah.
But if you don't vote, like the rest of Texas could say, El Paso, they don't vote.
Well, personally, if you don't vote here locally, I don't want to hear about your complaints. If you don't bother to go into that voting booth, how about that?
So there. Okay. Talking history here with Melissa Sargent and also Melissa Grossman. And Max is here, too.
Yeah, I'm here, too.
Y'all. What do we need to know here? Because you've got some major events coming up in Preservation Month.
You know, Preservation Month, Ron Lyman and Shelley Sutherland have done an amazing job of putting together a full roster of events that are across the county, and I'm sure you guys have been hearing about those. But the Trow Society, we're putting our stuff in there, too. We've got three really good events coming up. The first event that we have is on May 13th, day before Mother's Day, on a beautiful, what should be a beautiful Saturday afternoon. It's the first ever Texas Trow Society Firehouse Tour, and that's going to be led by Dr. Max Grossman, of course, and then Margaret Smith is coming from Phoenix, and she, if you don't know, she is the grandniece of Henry C. Trost.
She's a Trost.
She is a Trost.
Yeah.
So she's going to be there. Members of the El Paso Fire Department are going to be there, historians, volunteer historians who have learned all about the fire department's history in those buildings. So we have, you know, three or four great people who are going to be leading these tours. It starts on May 13th at 1 p.m. at Fire Station Number 3, and that was designed by Gustavus Trost, and that is at 721 Rio Grande Drive. This first tour, we're going to be driving to the different Trost fire stations. They're not very close together. But if this tour is successful, we're going to look at it as a bike tour in the future.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
Yeah. So, but the next tour we have is a bike tour. So on May 18th at 5:30 p.m., we are meeting at Dead Beach. And this is a tour that's run with the United States Green Building Council. So they're all about sustainability. And Velo Paso. And they're all about being able to bike safely in our city. And we are having a sustainability bike ride where we look at both historic buildings and new buildings that have been built in a way that is historic and, you know, green friendly. We're going to be going to Bassett Tower, the Mulligan Building, which is a city building, and Art Space. And we have some of the architects who were in charge of those projects, and also experts in the sustainability field. And that's a bike ride. Starts at Dead Beach May 18th at 5:30 p.m.
May 18th.
And then 2 days later, we have a Toast to Trost, which is arguably our most successful event that we host a couple of times a year. Dr. Grossman embodies the spirit of Henry and leads the tour of downtown. We have drinks, we have food, we have a really good time.
You have attitude. I remember that from last time.
Well, a little bit of attitude from Henry.
I just want to be clear, though, that that guy who is dressed up like Henry and pretends to be me, I mean, really, that's me possessed by Henry. Uh-huh. So it's no longer me. I just want to be clear about that.
It's Max Trost.
Exactly.
It's Max
possessed.
Trost.
Yeah.
Or Trost Grossman.
Trost Grossman. So that is on May 20th, and you can buy your tickets on texastrost.org under events. We have tickets, or you can sign up for each of those events. So the Toast to Trost is May 20th. It starts at 5 p.m. at the International Bar in downtown, and the ticket price comes with four drinks, food at each location, and, of course, the magnificent tour with Henry. Oh, and we're also giving out free mustaches.
Okay.
Free mustaches.
Everybody can have a mustache.
How about the glue that goes with it?
No, they're the sticky kind.
Well, you know, one thing you're talking about, the sustainability,
mm-hmm.
That is a very big buzzword in this day and age with the millennials. You know, we want to sustain this. When you look at the old buildings downtown, if you tear them down, first of all, they've sustained so much over the years. They're still there, right? But if you tear them down, you fill the landfills, you're filling up. It's causing a lot of problems
Something
along
like
those lines.
60% of all landfill material is construction material.
Exactly. Here's a point that even the millennials need to learn. You know, yes, they want to see these all new, cool, hip, new buildings. But at the same time, when they do this, they're causing damage to our earth, which they're always worried about, by tearing down the old buildings. There's a new twist.
One thing that people are always surprised to learn is that energy efficiency is not just a new buzzword. At the turn of the century, you know, coal, oil, all of these things to make electricity were very expensive. So your homes and your businesses had to be energy efficient because it wasn't something that was readily available to you. So being able to position a building so that it takes the most advantage of light and then you know, being able to cool your building down, to have a building that retains heat and retains cool, these were all concepts that were being pioneered at the early part of the 20th century. So historic buildings are inherently energy efficient because it was something that they were looking at back then. And that's something that we need to remember about these buildings, that when you restore a building, not only are you not taking the material that is being thrown away, not only are you not putting that in landfills, but that building is probably going to be much more energy efficient than anything that you could build today. If you replace a historic building with a new building, even if it's the most energy efficient building you could possibly build, it still takes 26 years to offset that carbon footprint.
Oh, exactly.
And you dumped all the history in the landfill.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't these people get this? Max, I mean, you fought this battle on the front line, tip of the spear, as you put it. Why don't they get this? You're better off economically saving the old buildings and turning them into something cool.
Look, Jackson, J.P. Bryan said it during hour one. One of our greatest responsibilities as citizens of our community is to educate our children. And unfortunately, local history just does not get taught in our schools anymore. And look, I'm a professor at UTEP. I gauge how much my students know, including about their own environment.
You get the masses coming in, yes.
Look, I mean, you know, your average 18 or 19-year-old can't tell Pancho Villa from Orozco from Huerta. It's a problem. And they need to learn about their community. It's incredible architectural patrimony, the history here. And unfortunately, especially the younger people, it's a problem, which is why on Facebook you see a lot of young people saying, oh, tear it down, we need a new arena, da, 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 with no appreciation at all for what's being lost and what that will mean for our future economy. So really, Jackson, the short answer to your question, it's about education. It's about educating our youth. And look, our school districts and our citizens really need to get on board with that effort.
Well, that's the main reason this radio program is as popular as it is. It's not because we're here. It's because what we're doing. I mean, we're pushing the history of El Paso, and people don't get that in the schools. They're getting it more, like Melissa was saying. You're now getting teachers calling you up for tours and stuff. That's a great one-on-one effort by a teacher. And we had one teacher, Moreno Middle School, I think it was, she decided to buy every one of our DVDs so the kids in her library can at least experience that.
Yeah.
We just got another PO from EPISD this week for a full complement of all of our videos.
Good.
And so maybe we're helping change things. But that's where you're going to find people on the front line doing stuff. This radio program, the DVDs, the Six Guns and Shady Ladies, the
Keystone
Trost Society.
Heritage Park, yeah. We get tours, at least two or three tours a month out at the park.
And then you get outsiders like J.P. Bryan coming along and saying, go, kids, you guys are doing a great thing. Let me see if I can get the rest of your people on board. And that's what he's trying to do.
And the other thing, of course, is that only something like 1 in 15 or 1 in 20 citizens bothers to vote. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a beautiful sunny day. Go do your civic duty. Vote. Vote, vote. Otherwise, no one has a right to complain about anything.
So
right.
There.
One other thing about, you know, teaching young people, this kind of leads into the last thing that we're doing for Preservation Month. So the Trost Society during Neon Desert. And if you don't know what Neon Desert is, look it up. It's an amazing festival that they host in downtown El Paso. Logistically, it's insane.
Yeah.
But with the result is fantastic.
People everywhere, music everywhere.
Music everywhere, and people are surrounded by these beautiful Trost buildings. So what we're doing is we are projecting historic photographs, artwork of Trost buildings and other buildings. And then also, you know, we did that coloring book. We're having people color in the coloring books, and we are projecting that as well. And then I'm going to be there. You know, Max can't be there dressed as Trost, so I'm going to be there dressed as Trost. You can come take a picture with me, have your image with me projected onto the Martin Building, which is another beautiful historic
building. You're
going
to have a mustache?
I am going to have a mustache.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to be a very cute Trost. But
a
if you're an artist,
Trost.
Are an artist, email me or go onto our Facebook page. Let me know that you want to participate. I will project your artwork on there with your name and your social media handle.
You need to understand when she says she's going to project your artwork, you're referring to the side of a building.
To the side. It's going to be huge. During
the Neon Desert
event. The demographic for Neon Desert Music Festival is, you know, mostly 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
So these people, they're going to be doing whatever. They're going to be listening to music, but they're also going to be learning about our downtown.
And that's what you want to target. Those,
yes.
That's your demographic
exactly.
Right there.
Yeah.
Last night
you hear
I
that
saw
millennials, architecture is cool.
Yeah.
Last night I saw an example of your work. There people were walking by the Plaza Hotel.
Yeah.
We were at the Phantom thing. So we come out of there and I look at they're reading your words all over that building.
Yeah. Right? Every time I walk by there's, you know, one or two people just sort of
they're reading
you
your stuff.
They're reading the exhibition. So we want to do another exhibition like that one in downtown. We don't know where yet. But we really want to do stuff like this all the time that's free, engaging, accessible.
Coming back and summarize this in a moment. We have one more break, do we not, Mr. Sicchio? Let's take it now, shall we?
Okay.
Hi, this is Amy Keith with FlipCheapHouses.com. Our company specializes in teaching beginners how to invest in real estate with little to no financial risk. Are you determined to succeed and have at least $10,000 for startup fees and want to work one-on-one with a professional real estate investor for 12 months? Are you motivated and have at least $10,000 for startup fees and want to start a business now? With our help, in as little as 2 weeks, you can start putting deals together flipping cheap houses. Are you ambitious and have at least $10,000 for startup fees and want to get a side business started for additional income? If you can give us 10 hours a week, we can show you how to flip cheap houses. If you are a beginner and want to learn how to flip cheap houses, then help me help you. Go to our website at help2017.com and watch our free webinar. That's help2017.com to watch our free webinar. help2017.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code IHEART. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Dad, slow down. We're not in that big of a hurry.
We have to be there by 7.
We'll be even later if we crash.
I'm not going that fast.
Faster than we need to.
You know, you're pretty wise for a 15-year-old.
Thanks, Dad.
Crashes are a leading cause of death globally, but driving the speed limit decreases your risk of a collision. Pledge your commitment to safe driving at togetherforsaferroads.org/pledge. Brought to you by Together for Safer Roads, companies driven to save lives.
The Kiwanis Clubs of El Paso have created a citywide project designed to display the American flag in front of thousands of homes and businesses during national holidays. Join this campaign to bring national and international attention to our city's love of country and proclaim El Paso America's most patriotic city. For further information, call 915-833-2269.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, Melissa, what's question number one? Question number one is where we're going to lunch.
Pepe's.
Yeah, you got that figured out.
Pepe's. And I'm going today, yes.
You just warned those people out there. We're going to show up out there. Also, another thing to know is that 6 p.m. tonight, a live program right here on 690, and that's a wrap-up and a look at the elections, what occurred with Andrew J. Polk. He's got this radio thing going now. And tonight they're going to do a special because the election is today. And go vote.
That's right.
Folks.
Yeah, definitely get out there. Let them know you're out there.
Well, the rest of Texas doesn't care about us because we don't vote. If we voted more, they'd care more.
And I do have a comment for Bernie from Melissa. It says, she's playing Trost with a mustache. She's turning Italian.
All right. And what events are we talking about here? We're talking Trost events in Preservation Month.
Yes. If you are interested in coming to any of our events or you want to learn more about other events that are happening around the county for Preservation Month, email me at Melissa, M-A-L-I-S-S-A, at TexasTrost.org. Go to our Facebook page, Texas Trost Society, or go to TexasTrost.org and learn about all of our events. We have everything posted. We have everything posted there.
And Max Grossman, what are you up to? You have a petition going.
Well, we're very busy. If you want to learn...
Oh, wait a minute. My fault here. Go. And Max Grossman, what do you have going on?
Okay, here I go.
There you are.
Yeah, we're very, very busy with the Duranguito issue, of course, and two major things are happening. One, you're going to read about on the front page of the El Paso Times.
Today.
Which is the impending lawsuit against the city of El Paso, and the city of El Paso and our friends and allies will meet in Austin, Texas, in front of a judge to get that process going. And we're very well prepared and very well funded, and we're excited to get past this issue as quickly as possible. On the other front, a petition to establish an H overlay, a local historic district in Duranguito, to honor our oldest residential neighborhood and the buildings and the people that are there. That petition, we've got dozens of volunteers at the polls all around El Paso wearing Save Barrio Duranguito t-shirts.
Phone number for that crowd.
Just go to the Paso del Sur webpage.
Okay.
Paso del Sur. There
on
you
their
can
Facebook
learn all
page.
About
if you want to come
Facebook
and sign the petition with me or Max, message us on the Texas Trost Facebook page.
Yeah, we're going to be in District 2 gathering signatures there.
There you go.
Anybody who voted in this election is eligible to sign.
There you go. All right, Max Grossman, Melissa Sargent. A-E, you guys are just going to have to work that out. Melissa, Melissa.
It means Greek for honeybee, so don't mess with us.
I'm not even going to go anywhere near that.
Max is Latin for grape. What do you think about that?
There we go.
And Jackson, we don't care. Right. See you all next week here on the El Paso History Radio Show. Thanks for coming in, y'all.
Thank you both.
And everybody else, ephistory.com for the details. And Max wants me to put this podcast on immediately.
That's right.
Might be tonight.
Okay.
You never know. Take care. See y'all next week. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.